This is obviously a one-of-a-kind place here in a suburb of Denver. Keeping in mind that this is a proof of concept, and once we dial it in, then we want to bring it to cities across the nation. Hey, this is Matt Barnett from the Basketball Social House, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line, and we talk about this great road trip destinations, some of the great food and entertainment destinations around the country that are making things happen in a big way and certainly worth the way to get out there. And of course, we reach 38 states and Canada. So I know people in Colorado are listening at times to WGN if the wind is right and the signal is right, either way, globally on online as well. Excited to have Matt Barnett. He is with Basketball Social House, and this is something that is happening out in Colorado, but I think I could see this being on every street corner in a bunch of cities and certainly places where basketball is king. Matt, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So a little bit brave here, right? Because anytime you step out and you do something different, you know, you got to say like, hey, is this something that we're really excited about? We know people are going to be excited about. Talk about it. You and your partner, Jimmy, you got together. And like, so how did the idea happen for Basketball Social House?
You know, it's funny. We started off running a different type of business about 2 years ago. And you know, the more him and I get to sit together in a room together and start dreaming, you know, all of a sudden we ended up where we are now, which is crazy. So, we're both really, really creative people. He's unbelievable in the business world. My background is basketball, and being able to merge the two things is, you know, just that's what we've come up with, and here we are, you know, 2 years later with the Basketball Social House. So we're excited.
You mentioned merge the two things. It's merging quite a few things together, right? So you've got the business side of things. Of course, you know, with any one of these ventures, you want it to do well. You want to succeed. You've got the basketball side of it. Undeniably, there's a passion for basketball in the United States. So lots of built-in fans, but you're also building in that sports bar concept. You're building in opportunities for fitness to engage the community in some of that. And even on the business side, whether it's a corporate outing or places to have, you know, your meetings or sort of team building exercises, you have all that in there too.
Yeah. I mean, this is I don't want to say one-stop shop, but it's a concept that nobody has really ever thought of. And it's kind of been under everybody's noses for a really long time. And, you know, we have an unbelievable staff in the kitchen who the food is tremendous. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm part owner, but, The food is unbelievable, and it's not your typical concession style food. We have a unbelievable, beautiful bar, as well as even just the basketball courts in the place they're like artwork. I mean, we have different colored courts. We have all wood floors. They're NBA style hardwood floors. And so being able to blend all of that together for really the unexpected experience, I think, is the best way to describe it. Because, you know, you think of a basketball facility, you think of 4, 5, 6, 10 courts, whatever, under one big field house roof. And this is the exact opposite of that. And it's very intimate. It's a great place to come, you know, hang out with friends, you know, and have kind of a night to, you know, come in and have great food and drinks and play, enjoy the game of basketball just in a safe, fun environment where you're just shooting hoops and talking trash and having a good time, or come in here, work on your fitness, you know, and we have adult fitness classes that instead of, you know, getting on the treadmill and running around, you can come in here and shoot hoops and get the same sweat. So pretty cool. And then, you know, we'll have the typical type things of your tournaments and things like that. But then we also have a new game that we've come up with our 3-on-3 full court, which we're extremely excited about. I think, you know, we've had quite a few people try it out, and you know, they're all just like, wow, this is a really fun way to play the game. So I think there's really truly something for everybody, whether you're just the casual person who wants to come and just watch the game and hang out and enjoy good food, or if you're someone who wants to jump in feet first and participate.
I mean, it sounds like it isn't just one kind of version of it. Sounds like it's fully either one. Like you had mentioned, people can come in and watch sports and have some great food. We'll talk a little bit about the food in a second, but it sounds like it is a fully functioning basketball situation, whether it's for the 3-on-3 tournaments that you have, or like you said, if you have events where people can come in and do that. Talk about that, because that is something of an undertaking. There's a lot of people out there that are listening right now that are basketball fans. I don't know if many of them have overseen the installation of actual courts, because I'm sure that's quite an undertaking. Talk a little bit about that, putting it together, because in your mind, it's one thing for you and Jimmy to come up with, like, wouldn't it be great if, but then making it happen in reality, it's another thing.
Yeah, that was something else. I'll tell you, you know, we had the courts made down in Arkansas. They shipped them out to us, just like you would see, you know, all the time lapses of the professional stadiums and arenas and everything, where they're putting the floors together. I mean, that was us for 40 hours in 1 week. We're putting together five different styles of courts, lifting 155-pound panels and putting them together and screwing them together and doing all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it was one of those things where it's truly a labor of love, because every piece that you got to put in, you got to start to see the space come alive. And we were extremely excited. By the time it was all said and done, you know, it was funny. We'd all go running for a basketball and be the first person to make a shot in that spot, because, you know, we're like, yep, this spot's done. All right, let's hurry up and make a shot so we can move on to the next one. So really cool. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. The courts are stunning, just very simple, elegant, you know, really true basketball courts. You know, we don't have any volleyball lines or anything like that. It's just purely a basketball court, and you know, the purist is really going to enjoy that about it.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with Matt Barnett, one of the co-founders of Basketball Social House, and we'll have links up and pictures at WGNradio.com. So listeners, this is not like a pop a shot right in a bar. This is a serious situation. You mentioned bringing in the food side of it, and sometimes that can be an afterthought, especially in a place like this where the focus has so many different attractions. But talk a little bit about the food, because, you know, that's something that can keep people coming back and staying.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the restaurant itself could stand alone, you know, in our community right now. The food is fantastic. You know, it's a wide variety. We have kind of we describe it as upscale bar food all the way up to composed dishes. So it's just things that, you know, people want to eat. You know, the food is just really, really outstanding. We have healthy options for everybody. So we're really touching base with every single type of person who wants to come in here and enjoy a night, you know. And you have vegetarians, you have people who love to eat meat, you have whatever it might be. We've got it, and it, not only do we have it, it's fantastic. So we're really excited about it. Our chef and our executive chef have been working together for 13 years now on a couple different projects, and every project that they've seemed to lay their hands on has turned into a successful venture. So we were really, really happy to be able to land them and have them come into our space.
It's cool to hear the thoughtfulness about that and not having it be an afterthought, because it is one of those things. It's another thing to be able to hang your hat on with that as well. And you mentioned the food side, and we can't not mention the spirit side, a little bit of home team being a big part of it there with El Bandito Yankee. So talk about, do you have like a mixologist, or did you just get, you know, some of the best spirits out there and say, this is going to be great for people enjoying the social house?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as far as the spirit side of things, we didn't want to go and have, you know, just your typical well and things like that. We wanted to have a high-end experience. And so especially El Bandito, I mean, we're so excited to have them a part of what we're doing and a part of our lineup, our spirits lineup. And it, you know, the entire bar is that's the level in which this bar is going to operate. You know, we have Colorado beers, and we have, you know, we're really focused in on the spirit side of things, and not having just kind of your typical sports bar stuff. We want people to come in here and really be excited about the drinks that they're getting, and ask questions. Hey, where, you know, what about this? Where can we have more of this? You know, and obviously we're going to tell them, hey, stay here and enjoy here. But, you know, we want to promote all these brands out there that are doing great things. You know, El Bandito, you know, with their female side of things, with the master distiller being a female, that's exciting. That's great. We want to promote that. We think that's fantastic.
I know the people on the El Bandito team are super excited to be a part of this as well, not only for what it is and what is coming up, but also the future too, because, you know, I know you guys are excited. I can't imagine how excited you guys are, you and Jimmy, because, you know, a couple years in the making here, and you can see all of that time, and you've got a grand opening coming up, and we'll talk about that. But also, I think, I don't know, how hard is it for you guys to say, you got to keep focused here? Obviously, it's got to be a success, and you got to do things right and all of that thought process, but what I see as someone, you know, from someplace else, but could see a basketball social house in Chicago or other cities. What are you thinking as far as the future goes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is obviously a one of a kind place, you know, here in Centennial, Colorado, you know, the suburb of Denver. You know, we built this place keeping in mind that this is a proof of concept. And once we dial it in and are ready to go, then yes, we, you know, we want to hit the road. We want to bring it to cities across the nation. So, you know, that's definitely in the plans, and that has been in the plans from day one. But, you know, we've got to get this one open, and we've got to get everyone loving this one and talking about this one. And, you know, being on a show like yours is only helping us. So, you know, once we get it up and running, then yep, we're coming to a city near you.
Yeah, there is a definite buzz. And for listeners out there, of course, maybe Matt and Jimmy, they've already made the first shots on that court, but you can be a part of this first location for what we see maybe 5-10 years down the road, something that may be a household name and in communities all across the country. So before we let you go, and again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll have some pictures of the courts and facilities and all the cool things people are going to be loving. But social media wise, website wise, where can they go?
Yeah. Website wise, you can go to thebasketballsocialhouse.com. On there, you're going to be able to, view our menu, view our drink menu, pictures of what we got going on there. And then social media wise, we're on Instagram. We're all over Instagram at the Basketball Social House. And we're all about the pictures, because words just don't do it justice. So we stick pretty hard onto the Instagram and Facebook, you know, and things like that. So it's one of those places that you're going to see pictures of it, and then you're going to come and experience it, and it's still going to blow your mind, which is great.
You're creating a destination, the Basketball Social House, Matt Barnett. I love those stories of people that are making things happen that would not otherwise happen, right? You know, you're creating history. It's going to be a great legacy, and so excited for everything that you guys are going to be experiencing. Congratulations on getting this close to what is going to be the start of something really big in Colorado. So, Matt, thanks for all that, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and we'll hope to see you out this way soon. It's great. We want to promote that. We think that's fantastic.
I know the people on the El Bandito team are super excited to be a part of this as well, not only for what it is and what is coming up, but also the future too, because, you know, I know you guys are excited. I can't imagine how excited you guys are, you and Jimmy, because, you know, a couple years in the making here, and you can see all of that time, and you've got a grand opening coming up, and we'll talk about that. But also, I think, I don't know, how hard is it for you guys to say, you got to keep focused here? Obviously, it's got to be a success, and you got to do things right and all of that thought process, but what I see as someone, you know, from someplace else, but could see a Basketball Social House in Chicago or other cities. What are you thinking as far as the future goes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is obviously a one of a kind place, you know, here in Centennial, Colorado, you know, the suburb of Denver. You know, we built this place keeping in mind that this is a proof of concept. And once we dial it in and are ready to go, then yes, we want to hit the road. We want to bring it to cities across the nation. So, you know, that's definitely in the plans, and that has been in the plans from day one. But, you know, we've got to get this one open, and we've got to get everyone loving this one and talking about this one. And, you know, being on a show like yours is only helping us. So, you know, once we get it up and running, then yep, we're coming to a city near you.
Yeah, there is a definite buzz. And for listeners out there, of course, maybe Matt and Jimmy, they've already made the first shots on that court, but you can be a part of this first location for what we see maybe 5-10 years down the road, something that may be a household name and in communities all across the country. So before we let you go, and again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll have some pictures of the courts and facilities and all the cool things people are going to be loving. But social media wise, website wise, where can they go?
Yeah. Website wise, you can go to thebasketballsocialhouse.com. On there, you're going to be able to, view our menu, view our drink menu, pictures of what we got going on there. And then social media wise, we're on Instagram. We're all over Instagram at the Basketball Social House. And, we're all about the pictures, because words just don't do it justice. So we stick pretty hard onto the Instagram and Facebook, you know, and things like that. So it's one of those places that you're going to see pictures of it, and then you're going to come and experience it. And it's still going to blow your mind, which is great.
You're creating a destination, the Basketball Social House, Matt Barnett. I love those stories of people that are making things happen that would not otherwise happen, right? You know, you're creating history. It's going to be a great legacy, and so excited for everything that you guys are going to be experiencing. Congratulations on getting this close to what is going to be the start of something really big in Colorado. So Matt, thanks for all that, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and we'll hope to see you out this way soon.